Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This will be an unusual program for Into the Light. Instead of listening to music by women composers, as we do each week, we're going to listen to 16th century music which was influenced by women performers, and in some cases partially written by them, in that the ornamentation which comes down to us was devised by them, but which was primarily written by men. Much of it was written for the Duke of Ferrara to be performed in his private room, so I'm going to call this program Secret Music. The English group which we'll hear perform and talk about the music calls itself Musica Secreta. I had the pleasure of interviewing three members of Musica Secreta recently. I'm going to play that interview for you, going back and forth between it and some of the music they talk about. First, a little background. The Duke of Ferrara, Alfonso II, was obsessed with the sound of soprano voices. By the 1580s, he had procured the finest singers of the time and established them in his courts as extremely well-paid professionals. He commissioned Luzzasco Luzzaschi to write madrigals for the singing ladies, as they came to be known. Only a few honored guests were invited to hear it, and so little of the music survives. We'll learn much more about that in the coming hour, but let's start with some music. Damo mia vita, for three singers, lute and cittarone, and harpsichord.